Australia's mining union says the deaths of four workers in 6 months have exposed a safety crisis in the industry in Queensland. The union is calling on the state government and mining companies to take responsibility for workers' safety and wants to see an overhaul of industry standards. Two accidents at two separate mines within hours of each other over the weekend underscore the urgency of the call, as Stephanie Smale reports.
As the death toll at Queensland coal mines grows, the state's Mines Minister Anthony Lynham is talking tough.
This is just unacceptable. Totally unacceptable.
The latest deaths have prompted an emergency meeting today with the Minister, mining operators, the union and his department in Brisbane. The CFMEU's Queensland President Steve Smyth says there's a long list of safety concerns to work through.
We see safety issues with workers fearful of standing up and speaking out, the fear of reprisal, particularly if they're in a casual or contractual type employment. We're seeing a lack of experience on the job of people in senior roles and middle management roles who should be supervising the work areas. And I think we're generally just seeing a push for production and people being put into situations where they shouldn't be. A lot of the older type workers leaving the industry who are there to train and mentor people. We see the most bizarre thing in an underground mine where a person can work 12 months underground and suddenly becomes an experienced miner, or they can be allowed to do tasks that would take you 2 years previously. You know, so we have a lot of challenges.
He points out, despite the growing loss of life, calls for a 24-hour shutdown at the mines involved have been ignored.
I don't believe that the employers, the coal companies, are serious, in my view, unless they're taking stronger measures and stronger steps. And one of those is actually shutting the operations down and looking at where you're at and looking within.
Steve Smyth has warned workers from across the state are ready to down tools if that's what it takes to secure change.
There is a number of workers who have contacted me from different operations who are ready to pull the pin, to walk off the job, which we support 110%. There's other workers who are too frightened for reprisal, and that's why we're in this predicament a lot. And these are workers that are in these vulnerable type roles of labour hire or contractual roles. We even have permanents who are concerned, but obviously they're concerned of what the employer's action will be in relation to their employment, you know, taking disciplinary action against them or other types of action.
He says his message for mining companies and the state government will be clear when they meet.
Take a leadership role in this, demonstrate your credentials, pull up the show, put some real measures in place which are achievable, and put some confidence and trust back into the industry and into these workers, because they are your best resource. They are the people that deserve to go to work and come home. You know, people go to work not to die.
Despite four coal mine deaths in 6 months, Anthony Lynham says it's not the fault of government inaction, defending existing safety rules and regulations.
We have the toughest mine health and safety legislation in the nation, if not the world. I expect full compliance, and I expect full cooperation.
The Mines Minister argues there's 84 mining and petroleum inspectors working in Queensland, but it's been revealed a crucial Mining Health and Safety Advisory Committee, made up of workers, operators and department staff, hasn't been meeting for the past 6 months because there wasn't the right number of men and women dictated by diversity rules.
The committee has to be, certain representation has to be made. The committee have to make sure that gender representation is respected. And because of the significance of the appointments, that has been difficult. So the committee has been re-established just recently.
The emergency safety meeting is due to take place this afternoon.
Stephanie Smale in Brisbane.